Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Force us into the vaccine. They're trying to force us into the ID that goes with it, as Ron Paul points out. Thank God people are getting it. Vaccine link, social credit score already here. It just needs funding. It's in the current Build Back Better bill. That's all part of the New World Order takeover. Roger, A, takes on the UN coming out and Hawaii coming out and saying we're going to inject your kids at school. You putting them in school is implied consent. That to me is a declaration of war. A, I think Trump should come out and speak out against that even more strongly and make him a hero. It's what we need. And then B, I want to hear more about this because they are scared of Trump. I guess you've obviously been talking to him. He's planning a little bit of vengeance, I guess, if he gets back in and the public would be on his side. That would be a beautiful thing in 3 years.
Well, we both know, Alex, that communications is the key to everything. By the way, I'm not sure who your musical director is. Maybe it's Tex Ritter. I don't know. But I do need to get to Austin to help you out with that. In any event, communications is key. Now, on the one hand, I was very happy to see the president announce that his new social media site will be up soon, Truth Social. On the other hand, in the trade journals, there's a lot of speculation about whether this is being properly built, and there's an extraordinary number of people shorting the public stock. This is some area for concern. We saw Mike Lindell, a great man, a great patriot, get screwed over by software engineers when he tried to build an immutable site. Now the president has laid out the goal. This is extraordinarily important. If we can't communicate with each other and with everyone else, then we can never galvanize public opinion. And we can't galvanize public opinion. We can't demand honest, free, fair elections. We can't clean house in the Republican Party and show the gutless, feckless, spineless, white wine swilling, country club belonging Bush Republicans the door, the Republican nomination for president, regardless of who we nominate, will be worthless. So it all comes back to the information war, as it were. We have to be able to have sites like InfoWars and a handful of others where the globalists cannot deplatform them, where I guarantee you there's no censorship here. I worked for you for 2 years. There was never a time you said to me, no, Roger, you can't cover that story. No, you can't say this, you can't say that. You were dedicated to truth-telling. That's why this is so important. The nomination will only be worth having if we can communicate to the American people and therefore win a campaign.
Well, that's right. That's where Rand Paul and Josh Hawley and all of them have dropped the ball. They're now censored their Senate speeches by Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Google, and they just put up with it. That's election meddling. Imagine if the Russians somehow blocked Senator Paul's speech. I mean, I'm sorry, I'm just going to say it. Fuck big tech.
I used language like that before I became a Christian, but I share your sentiments, that's for sure. Let me say this. You got to see it kind of from Rand Paul, because there is not a court in the world who will hold these people responsible. We cannot have a free and fair election. We cannot have a fair and honest court proceeding. We cannot find any legislature who will at least examine the anomalies and irregularities in the last election. This is why the country is a powder keg. This is why the pressure is building as patriots and Americans who are used to having our constitutional freedoms realize that they've just been stripped away.
And we got 60 seconds left. Isn't that really the point? They admit they want to push us into a civil war. How do we avert that? Because they're coming for our kids now. I mean, at some point, I guess they're going to get what they want.
Well, anybody tries to vaccinate my grandchildren against my will, you know, I think I'd have to take action. I mean, this is America. That's unconstitutional. But they put in place a police state. That's what January 6th is about. Tucker Carlson's amazing documentary on this, which, believe me, they want to ban everywhere. This is a must.
Hold on. Don't hang up. We got Ben Swan coming on. But he's cool. He'll come on the third segment. I'm going to go to break. I want to come back and briefly talk about Tucker Carlson documentaries. We were talking at like 7 a.m. this morning about it, and I wanted to get you on to talk about that. So glad you reminded me. By the way, if you want to know who picks the music around here, you're looking at him. Okay? So we're going to continue to play my music, Roger. The listeners love it.
My heart's calculating. My true love will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of...
Well, it's now... It comes at the end of October every year, and it only runs for 2 weeks. It's what I call the Black Friday Comes Early Super Blowout Sale. With store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and up to 60% off on our best-selling products. Brain Force Plus, sold out for almost 8 months, back in stock, 50% off. Ultimate Bone Broth Plus, it's even better than last formula, with chaga mushrooms and turmeric and just everything. It's so good, it's now available again, 20% off. Ultra 12, 60% off. Alpha Power, 40% off. Knockout, 50% off. Living Defense, 50% off. Pure Turmeric Extract Bodies, 40% off. Activated Charcoal Toothpaste and Mouthwash, 50% off. And it goes on and on and on. Storable Foods, 10% off. Last time of the year that deal's happening. It's all available now at InfoWarsStore.com. The Black Friday sale comes early. It's going right now for the next 2 weeks, and it supports the InfoWar. Take action now and get prepared.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So, we got Ben Swan, investigative journalist, with a ton of key information coming up next segment. But Roger Stone's with us a few more minutes because he is obviously heavily associated with January 6th. The so-called insurrection, the corporate media has called for his arrest, my arrest. But Tucker Carlson has put out his amazing three-part series, The Plot Against the People. And I wanted to get Roger's take on that because he was pointing out right before we went to break, some stations just joined us, that this is a linchpin of the police state they've got for forced inoculation and more. And they even say in the new terrorism prospectus that Biden put out in June, the new policy of the government isn't fighting Al-Qaeda or the Russians or the Chinese or the Mexican drug cartels. It's people that question vaccine lockdowns or the election. So you can, they really tell you where they're going with that. Roger, give us your expert political take on it.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right, Alex. I think you've hit it right on the head. They're using intimidation as they try to push through their using bully tactics, their authoritarian policies. I mean, the whole point of calling parents who object to their children being taught racism and hatred of white people in the schools domestic terrorists is because under that terminology, based on the Patriot Act, which virtually every Republican other than Rand Paul voted for, once they classify you as a domestic terrorist, they can read your emails, they can listen to your phone calls, they can access your text messages, and they don't have to have the approval of any federal judge. It's Orwellian. But that's the whole point. So if you're a children and you don't want their children being told in school that white people are evil and that George Washington, the founding father, were all racists and bigots, and you stand up and object to that, they're going to start spying on you. And sooner or later, they can arrest you. They can try you in secret as a domestic terrorist. They can incarcerate you in secret. They can even execute you in secret if you are a domestic terrorist. Now, I just want to point out, James Lankford, Republican of Oklahoma, voted to confirm Merrick Garland as the attorney general. He's running again. He's up for re-election. And normally these guys just walk into office. There's an incredible candidate, Jackson Lawmeyer, pastor, businessman, became a good friend of mine through General Flynn, an extraordinary guy, Jackson Lawmeyer. Let's pull his website up because it's worthwhile. This guy is going to take out a rhino. He's going rhino hunting. And this particular rhino voted against a formal Senate investigation into the American deaths in Benghazi.
Incredible. Roger, I want to play a clip from part two of Tucker Carlson's The Plot Against People. But first, here's a meme one of my friends sent me today. We'll put it on screen for TV viewers, for radio listeners. It's the Pawn Stars show. I love that show. Me and my son, we used to watch it when he still lived with me. He's grown up now. The media lied and said I lost my children. I never did. It's all a lie. But he is 19 now. He's moved out a year ago. But we love Pawn Stars. Sorry, side issue. Parents, can you take the gay porn out of the library and cut out the CRT? That's a question to the Pawn Stars as if for the government. And the Pawn Stars respond, best I can do is label you a terrorist. That's literally what they've done, Roger.
No, great report here on Infowars last week about Jacob Engels with the Central Florida Post, who confronted the school board members in Orange County, tried to read the filth that they're giving to our children, tried to read the filth they're giving to sixth graders in a public forum that was all adults, and the police threw him out. See, it's not fit for adults, but we can force it on our children. Some of the most vile, nasty pornography I've ever heard in my life. It's in the school libraries.
We went and checked the Austin library because it was that particular, and it's children, it's cartoon, but it's graphic cartoon, having sex with adults. I mean, I'd never seen child porn until we went and checked it out of the local school, and I'm looking at child porn. And then our own Chrissy Lee, reporter, went down there. And the police department wouldn't let her make a report on it. I mean, it's just incredible. Here's a clip from the new documentary available there at Fox Nation. Here it is.
So the Republican Party, I just want them to hear this message. Look at this crowd. We are the people that you must represent, or we're going to replace you with patriots.
And so that's what January the 6th was all about. It was just about making sure that if you called yourself a conservative, that you stood with the conservative movement. And unfortunately, it spiraled out of control. We coordinated with the U.S. Capitol Police nearly every day. A lot of people don't know that Stop the Steal actually had a permit on the Capitol grounds. So not the Capitol itself and not the Capitol Plaza, the Capitol grounds, Law 8, we had a permit. So let's just imagine this. 20 to 50,000 people inside the president's park. We're sitting there at the very front. I'm dead center of the president, front row. A Trump campaign staffer walks up to me and says, you know, Ali, there are people leaving the overflow, and there are already tens of thousands of people at the U.S. Capitol. With your presence and the presence of Alex Jones, why don't you guys walk down Pennsylvania, gather people together,
we're coming home, creatures!
And then position them for your rally on Lot 8. I wasn't at the Capitol when it descended into chaos. And that's only by God's grace, because I was scheduled to be there. Secret Service let us out at a point where we would have been there when the first punch was thrown. And that's strange. The only reason that we weren't there is because we stopped and gave an impromptu speech.
We're building America up! We're here to take our rightful country back!
I get a text from the campaign that you should get there and de-escalate because things are not going well. So we started to approach the side of the Capitol where no protests had happened in November, no protests had happened in December. All I thought was, I need to get them to the other side, and I need to get them to Lot 8.
Let's march around to the other side!
And all we have are equipped with are megaphones.
Yeah, let's not fight the police and give the system what they want!
Maybe 1,000 people are listening to us.
Come off the stands!
And 75 to 100,000 people there in front of us. And it was a very helpless feeling.
We need to not have the conversation.
Absolutely amazing. Great job, Tucker. I mean, hasn't Tucker turned into like the thoroughbred patriot? Like the greatest thing I've ever seen, Roger. I mean, now, you know how much I love Tucker. I know you love him, too. We had dinner with him a while back recently. But, man, he is just amazing.
Well, he's a man of enormous courage. I mean, just enormous courage. But he's also a thinker. He's a fair-minded individual. He's the single most important conservative voice in America today. Bar none, the single most. I want to congratulate him for getting Sammy Davis III to be in his.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well,
sorry, go ahead.
To tease him about it. Last week, when we got some good news regarding my wife's cancer treatments, he sent her a message and he says, very best wishes from your friend Sammy. So,
well, I was there. He was crapping his britches. I mean, I was upset too, but he was really like, oh my God, it's horrible. They said it's a... I mean, he was having a heart attack that day, and I read all the stuff online. He's the mastermind, arrest him. You know, I mean, it's crazy how he's been defamed. Or how I've been defamed for you.
As you know, minutes after the president spoke, the Secret Service contacted me in my hotel room and offered me an escort to the Capitol. Can you say set up? Can you say set up? Just as they tried to set up you and my friend Ali, they're trying to set up me. They wanted to depict us as the masterminds. No, Nancy Pelosi is the mastermind of the January 1st.
And Roger, you saw this. I saw this. You think the Secret Service were in on it, or did the higher ups tell them that, and then they were set up too? Now, I don't think they're stupid. I think that the highest levels, some of the Secret Service are bad, and we were all on a list to be set up with the president.
I agree completely with your analysis. Yesterday, when I tried to do an interview with CBS, what about January 6th? I said, what about it? I wasn't there. Don't know anything about it. I never left my hotel grounds. It wasn't on the Ellipse. I didn't march with you guys. I wasn't at the cable, at the Capitol. Don't know a thing about it. And I know you don't either, other than you were exercising your First Amendment rights. Now they tell us, oh, there was a secret perimeter and you were in it. Well, how would anybody know about this? The whole thing is a fraud. Where are the Republicans in Congress? How come they're definitely silent, saying nothing? This is a setup. The ultimate prosecutions will be of those prosecutors who are trying to destroy citizens who acted stupidly. But, you know, this is like the death penalty for trespassing. It's absurd.
Yeah, Owen Schroeder's facing 2 years in prison, did not do a damn thing, was right there with me, said, help, get away from the building, tried to get people out of the damn Capitol, and they indicted him and said he entered the Capitol, total lie. I mean, this country is just in so much trouble, but it's starting to come out. Roger Stone, StoneColdTruth.com, amazing job. We'll talk to you again very soon. Ben Swan, stay with us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Ben Swan is about to join us live. Here's an excerpt from his hit show, Hear the Suppressed Voices of the Vaccine Injured.
An incredible day here in the U.S. Capitol as dozens of people who have been severely vaccine injured turned out to tell their stories.
You told me this vaccine is safe and effective, period. And I believed you. In June, I joined the rapidly growing number of young men who developed pericarditis post-mRNA vaccine.
It's been more than 6 months, and most symptoms are worse, not better. I've been diagnosed with small fiber neuropathy and an autoimmune disease.
Next week is his birthday. You know what? I better celebrate his birthday. It was like playing Russian roulette. My government lied to me. They said it was safe. They need to quit pushing this on their children. I lost mine. Y'all need to protect yours.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. And today we're going to be showing you highlights from this incredible Senate hearing that was held here in Washington, D.C. Essentially, people who have been severely vaccine injured coming forward and telling their stories, explaining what has happened to them. Over the next few weeks, we're going to be showing you individual stories. But today, we're going to show you some of the highlights from this testimony. Take a look.
Over the last 7.5 months, and again, I wish we had data in the U.S. so we could point to that data, but we don't. If they're collecting it, they're not sharing with the American public. In the UK, over the last 7.5 months, 80% of their cases have been Delta variant. Of the people who have died from COVID in the UK with the Delta variant over the last 7.5 months, 63% have been fully vaccinated. Over the last 4 weeks in the UK, 78% of those that have died with the Delta variant from COVID, 78% have been fully vaccinated.
He suffered a cascade of neurological symptoms that persisted for months. And while my life has improved, I still feel like I'm being electrocuted 24/7. For the first several months, I was totally alone. I kept my symptoms and my story completely to myself. I thought that this was an isolated incident. But in the spring, I started finding more and more like me. And before we knew it, there were thousands of us. All of us unable to receive medical care, recognition, either from the drug companies, the CDC, the FDA.
And now one of the most famous hockey players in Canada just died of a heart attack days after the shot, 30-something years old. All right, well, Ben Swan is a great reporter. He's done so many huge reports over the years that have been cutting edge. He's launched Sovereign.media, and he's built his own platform reaching millions of people. He just launched the report you saw a piece of. Yesterday, hear the suppressed voices of the vaccine injured. Be sure and share that because nobody's going to cover that Senate hearing if we don't share it. And so that's why I'm glad Ben went there, got the interviews, got the great footage of it. And so thank God he's there. It makes us sleep better at night knowing not just OAN, InfoWars, and Newsmax, or Sovereign.media. I'm not going to go over his whole long 22 years of broadcasting or what he started in the last year with Sovereign Media. You can talk about that later now if you like. But I'd like to dive right into what he witnessed at this Senate hearing. Ben, great to have you back, my friend.
Alex, thanks for having me on. It's been a long time, too long.
You need to come on more often. Whenever the door's always open. So we can catch up later in the interview, but thanks for coming on. Wow, what did you witness at the Senate hearings a few days ago?
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. You know, I had thought, because I did a lot of early reporting, as you probably know, on the gain of function research in NIH and the Wuhan lab, right? And I thought that was the biggest scandal in modern history. I thought that was going to be it. And what I'm now seeing as a result of what that was in this hearing and talking to these people for the last few weeks, the bigger scandal, there is actually a bigger scandal that is developing, and that is the vaccine injury that is taking place in the United States and around the world right now. On the VAERS website, which VAERS is very unreliable because it only gets about 1/100th of the cases out there, there have been 800,000 vaccine injuries logged into VAERS. 800,000. Compare that to the seasonal flu, that gets about 3,000 every year. And that doesn't even begin to count because the dozens of people that I met, none of those people are in the VAERS system. They have different conditions, myocarditis, sure, as well as, you know, nerve damage, death in some cases, paralysis in some cases, very severe cases here, Alex. And what they're telling me is two very important things. Number one, the government will not recognize them, will not recognize that they've been injured. Their doctors gaslight them and tell them it's anxiety that's causing this. But the bigger issue, and I think this is an absolutely stunning issue, is that not only is that happening, but when they gather together on Facebook or some kind of social media platform, what they're telling me is that when they go to those platforms, they're being erased and they're being deleted, told that they are themselves either liars or they're not real. It is a growing scandal.
Start laying this out, because absolutely, you've done some of the best digging into those thousands of pages that have come out the last few months. I want to get into that some next segment of Fauci combining the viruses, ordering gain of function, just incredible stuff. And your reports have been, you know, some of the best laid out information on that, very digestible and extremely viral, and hopefully to bring him to justice. But exactly, now suppressing the real injury and death numbers, that's just part and parcel of this overall evil story.
Oh, it absolutely is. I mean, they continue to lie. They continue to pretend that these people do not exist. You know, you have people who are so severely injured. And in some cases, you know, you have people who are committing suicide over these conditions. That video that you were playing a clip of, at the end of that, we end it with a letter that is read. The woman, Breanne Dressen, who kind of worked with Senator Ron Johnson to put this event together, one of the things she said is that she personally knows 9 people who were severely vaccine injured who have taken their own lives. And she reads a letter from a friend of hers, and it is absolutely heartbreaking. This friend saying, I can't continue to do this. Saying goodbye to her, but also saying they have erased me. They took my life from me. They pretend that I don't even exist anymore. And Alex, you talked about the soccer player. It's happening with professional athletes, soccer players, hockey players. It is happening. There's now stories of a rising new surge in young women, 22 and 23 years old, who were suddenly dropping dead of heart attacks. When these things are happening in society, we would normally raise the flag and say, wait a minute, start waving your flag because there's a problem here, pay attention. But because it's so heavily censored that broadcast media won't talk about it and social media will delete you for even mentioning vaccine injury. That's why we started the platform that we started, Sovereign.media. It is a social media platform so that people can go there, interact, and share content.
Well, you're doing a great job, and it's exploding, Ben, and expanding on that. My daughter Zelenko says they've been censoring since they launched this 21 months ago. It's a global takeover plan, great reset, yep. Operation Lockstep. And I'd like you to elaborate on that when we come back. You're a smart guy, too. Your view on this, and is it premeditated? Now we stop it. But the censorship, I mean, they knew the death was coming. They knew in similar vaccine trials that it killed most of the animals, so they knew exactly what they were doing.
Yep, they absolutely knew that. And not only that, not only did they know what they were doing, but that's the reason they have rushed to the mandates. Time is not on their side. The longer time goes on, the more that people are able to see what they're doing. They'll also see the results of people getting these vaccines. Two very important numbers before you go to break. In the UK, where they actually are monitoring data, 7 weeks ago, we saw 63% of all the people dying of COVID were double vaccinated. 4 weeks ago, that number had risen to 78%. 78% of the people in the UK who are dying of COVID are double vaccinated. It does not work as a vaccine. It does seem to work in terms of expediting death.
It's the poison death shot, as Zelenko says. All right. Well, Ben Swan has laid this all out in very journalistic, you know, 60-minute style reports. And I just, you know, love sharing with people because it shuts them up real quick. It's one thing to watch like hours of me ranting and showing articles, but when it's put together in a news format, very effective at waking people up. Ultimate Bone Broth is back and better than ever, and 20% off plus free shipping and double Patriot points for our new sale. After years of being off the shelves, we're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas ever, and it's now been reformulated and is even stronger. It's Ultimate Bone Broth Plus. It's got concentrated, high quality chicken broth protein, turmeric root that's so amazing, chaga mushroom, bee pollen, goji berry, alfalfa herb powder. Then it's got added magnesium and potassium for electrolytes. It's got real organic cocoa bean powder with natural chocolate flavor and a touch of sea salt. It even tastes better than the last formula, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Again, it has that cutting edge chicken broth protein isolate powder for better flavor and dissolvability. You're going to love this, and what it does for your joints, what it does for your body, what it does for your bones is simply amazing, and it helps fund the InfoWar. This is really the best bone broth out there, so get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Bad news travels like wildfire, good news travels slow. They all call me wildfire, everybody knows. Hell, I'm bad news everywhere I go.
You can say to yourself that we have a lot of bad news on this show, but knowing that your house is on fire is bad news. Not knowing is really bad news. Knowing you got a hole in your backyard, you got a full, so you don't break your ankle when you're out there at night is a good thing, not a bad thing. We've gotten where we're at by denying what's going on, and now we have the UN, Pfizer-run world government, world ID, all coming out to forcibly inject us with something that we know is wreaking havoc and that erases our immune system and triggers cancer and attacks our DNA. That's all confirmed with Big Pharma and the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill Gates, who all say they want to depopulate us, running it, and now it's here. And they're calling it the Great Reset to save the Earth and saying we're doing this to stop the virus. The virus is us. And so Ben Swan's been doing a great job as a well-known, award-winning investigative journalist, 20-plus years on air, spearheading and doing a great job of analyzing this. So continue with the big picture here and just all this news that's coming out. And then I want to ask you the question. If we know it's premeditated and they're doing it, and the good news is folks are waking up, why did they do it? Well, I think the answer is they still thought they'd get away with it even if they got caught, which it looks like because all the major intelligence agencies and Justice Department systems like our FBI are controlled by these people. So we know that what they're doing, but they're still just moving against us with it.
Yeah, I think that's the most incredible part, Alex, is when you describe what you just described, which is that all of this has been laid out. They're not even hiding what they're doing, that all of it's premeditated. It's the plans have been laid bare, but there's no concern. There was even, look, I believe today, Senator Rand Paul was questioning once again Dr. Fauci in front of Congress about gain-of-function research, right? And he's telling them, you keep lying in front of Congress over and over saying that none of this is gain of function, right? But here it is very clearly, and the evidence comes out. Fauci's not afraid. He's not afraid to go out there and sit in front of Congress and lie again and say you're wrong and call Rand Paul names. He's not worried about it at all. Why? Because they know they control the levers of power. All the levers of power. They've wrapped their hands around them for about 40 years. We know this has been a long process. People like you, Alex, have been warning about this for decades, telling people this is on its way, and nobody's listening to you, right? They're not listening. Well, not nobody, but you know what I mean. As a general population, people aren't listening. And then all of a sudden, all the levers get pulled at once, and now it creates pandemonium, complete panic, where people are like, where did this come from? How did this happen? And so the folks who have been listening to you are able to say, no, we know what's happening because someone's been warning us for a long time that this was on its way. But there's a huge segment of the population that's just confused right now. And so they're so confused by what's happening that all they're trying to do is comply so that life will return to normal. And what they're not recognizing is that life is not going back. We are not going back to where we were before because, as you said, this was all planned. It was designed. It was put together.
And they know that when they fire large portions of the police, the nurses, the firefighters, the doctors, the infrastructure workers, the power company workers, that society will collapse, which is exactly what these big mega banks want, because then they'll come in and take control of it. I mean, this is their great reset to destroy the infrastructure because they'll be the only groups left standing. I mean, it's all or nothing. This is a modern form of war, and finally the public's starting to get that we don't get to have gas pipelines, but Russia does. We don't get to have borders, but everybody else does. I mean, we're under attack. How do we counter that?
Well, obviously, we have to counter it in part with information, right? And that's what our job is, right? You and I, that our job is to give people the information, let them know what's happening. But then we need action. And I think part of that action is noncompliance, refusal to continue to comply with these kinds of orders. So what we are seeing right now in terms of firefighters, police officers, nurses who were just saying, we're not going to comply, we're going to walk out. I think that there's a shock that you can send back to the system. I agree with you. That is a planned course of action. They want to create a collapse. But you can also shock the system by refusing to comply and creating enough panic within that system that the people who don't have control of it will bring you back. And that's what I'm hopeful will happen. If we can get enough people to walk away and refuse to comply anymore, I think that's a big beginning step in a lot of this. And then the other step to it is that we need more and more people who are just willing to say, we're going to remove from power on the local level the cowardly, deceptive people who are in power right now, not on the national level, forget about the national level, on your local level, who is in control of your city as mayor? Who is in control of your school boards? Right? Those people, who is your police chief? Let's get those people out. Your local sheriff, get them out if they are going along with this, because you have the most power at the local level. Take back that power and then we'll see it expand from there. But everyone who's worried about where are we going to be, you know, and the next presidential election, that is getting ahead of yourselves. Fix the local level right now. That is your best chance to exact change in this moment.
And, Ms. Swan, I totally agree with what you're saying 100%. They're trying to use this global mandate as a way to have a purge of those of us that aren't going to go along with the New World Order. In their own great reset words, we can use it as a litmus test of who really is good, who's really bad, regardless if they claim they're a Christian or a conservative or a liberal or who they are. Where they stand on an issue like health freedom and our children's future is going to be key. And what you said just a few minutes ago is even more true. Ontario and Quebec back down on vaccine mandate for healthcare workers, school teachers, government bureaucrats, because even their own bureaucrats said, screw this, we're not going to go along. They were more than happy to have regular mom and pops go bankrupt, but then finally the bureaucrats said, we don't want to take this deadly crap either. And so the whole government was shutting down, so they had to back off. So see, as long as enough of us don't go along, as long as we identify that the globalists are doing this to imprison us, then it's going to backfire. If they can just do all this carnage and the lockdowns and the shots and the viruses, and we don't know, they'll keep posing as the saviors and get more power. That was the plan. So they either gain all the power out of this or they all go to prison. And now it's starting to shift towards the prison an angle.
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. And what we can't allow them to do is this slow drip purge, right? The slow drip purge is the most dangerous if you're standing up for freedom, because what happens is you pick off a few people here and there, and then others will see that and say, well, then there's no hope, right? Because if they can take them out and get rid of them and destroy their lives, they'll destroy mine and no one's going to stand up for me. So our only power is in unity and working together. The other thing, and I want to say this, it's not a commercial by any means, but you know, I hear you, Alex, talking about InfoWars store.com, right? It is so important that people buy from your store and from other, you know, small businesses. That is so critical. And it might not sound like a big deal. It's a very big deal. When you look at these tech companies like Amazon and what they are doing in the marketplace, we have empowered them. And this is actually sickens me a little bit, that we empower these giant tech corporations by giving them our money. And then they turn around and bludgeon our lives, rob our children of their futures. You know that I've been a homeschooling parent my entire life, right? I have 5 kids. My oldest is 21, but I homeschooled them their whole life. Had nothing to do with COVID, obviously. It was long before that. But I've been telling people for a long time, the system's corrupt. Get your kids out of it, right? And so then we watch these big companies that we pump money into just destroy our families and destroy everything around us. And we keep giving them our money. And that's crazy to me. So another way that you can, if you want to do something, is stop and opt out of these systems that fund and finance the very people who hate you. Stop giving money to people who hate you.
Well, by the way, what you're saying is beyond revolutionary. It's the key to how we save our civilization and save ourselves. We have to build our own infrastructure, our own networks, and communications is first and foremost. That's why listeners are supporting what you're doing, supporting what we're doing, just spreading the word, just praying for us, but also buying the products, supporting the sponsors. This is a war. That's what they're trying to not just deplatform us, but debank us and take our credit cards away, because they understand they've got to silence focal points like InfoWars and like what you're doing with Sovereign Media. Look, I love the work you're doing at Sovereign since you fired it up. I loved your previous work. We're going to break in 30 seconds, but tell us some about Sovereign Media.
Yeah, so Sovereign is a social media platform, streaming video. Obviously, Alex, you guys have your platform, right? So we're not trying to replace platforms. What we're trying to do is bring back to it the communication part of social media that allows for easy sharing. By the way, I'd love to have you come over and bring band.video over to Sovereign and have a channel for it there, because that's what we want.
Yes, sir. We're doing it. We're doing it right now.
Situation.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That's what we need to see. Sovereign, S-O-V-R-E-N .media. Let's get people over there so we can communicate with each other and continue to build each other.
I totally agree. And you're welcome to get a channel on band.video. Let's do it. Let's all synergistically.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, It was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Paul Joseph Watson has taken over in the fourth hour out of the war room with Owen Schroyer. But listen, RT's got the footage. It's being posted at Infowars.com. Here's the headline. Watch election worker allow non-citizens to fill out ballot in tight New Jersey race. The illegal aliens have been told they're allowed to vote. Democrats have tried to pass laws in, what, 8 states I know of, like California, Illinois, you name it, and New Jersey, hell, to let illegal aliens vote in statewide elections, not just city elections. I mean, this is just next level. An undercover video released by Project Veritas shows a poll worker allowing a man claiming to be a non-citizen to fill out a ballot for New Jersey gubernatorial race. It was called for Democratic incumbent Phil Murphy, who found 40,000 votes in the middle of the night after he had, the first day it looks like he was losing, but then magically they always find the ballots. So that's just incredible information. You know, Ben Swan, investigative journalist, is here with us. This all ties into the same thing. You're not supposed to question rigging in elections, even though it's just evidence is overwhelming. They're in Georgia and Atlanta saying a water main broke, blocking the windows, looking around both ways and pulling out briefcases and running ballots that turned out to all be for Joe Biden. I mean, this is smoking gun stuff. And then Biden just issues a national security directive that the main terrorists, people that question lockdowns, are election fraud. I mean, it's clear they're trying to brand us as terrorists and roll ahead with this with January 6th. What's your view on how it's going for them and what they're going to do now that despite all their fraud, they've lost basically every election except New Jersey they clearly stole?
You were right, exactly. I was going to say, and they clearly lost New Jersey as well. I think that's pretty clear. But they have. They've been decimated in this last election. But that's really not surprising. I mean, you and I both know, when you steamroll over the population with radical ideas and completely shift the narrative of what it means to be an American, right? And when you start allowing tens of thousands of people to cross the border unchecked, hundreds of thousands, and I think they're on track to put 2 million new people in the country. It's absolutely incredible to watch it happening, and so there's a natural backlash. The question is the backlash able to compensate for what's happened? Because here's the problem. If we're talking about the electoral system, if there's a backlash, you can't just say, okay, well, let's vote out these bums and bring in a new set of bums. We can't do that again, because that's happened in the past. As you know, remember the Tea Party. When the Tea Party came along in the first era of the Obama administration, and in that first term, we thought the Tea Party was supposed to come in and fix some of this tax situation. They didn't. They became big spenders as well. So one of the things that's so critical is that we get principled people who are very clear about what they want to do to change things to run for office. And that's going to be a big part of this. And you know, I'm not a big fan of that left-right paradigm. I know you're not as well. Just because someone calls themselves a Republican does not mean anything, or a Democrat doesn't mean anything. You got to look at the character of these people. We need principled people, the best people in our country, to run for office with clear plans on how to not just push back against what's been happening, but to remove some of this bureaucratic state, to actually carve it out, because that has to happen as well.
You're absolutely right. Ben, I just admire your work so much, and I know you've got 1,000 stories out there, so I could ask a lot of questions. I've got 5 or 6 questions, but in the time we have left, the last 5 minutes or so, what else is big on your radar screen? What else are you focused on right now?
Well, there's a couple of things I think that are especially important. So as we were talking about, this vaccine injury thing is a very big deal. But people need to continue to be reminded and shown the evidence of the fact that none of this is by chance. It's not reactionary. There are 2 very important reports that we have up right now at Sovereign.media. One of them shows that, you know, Moderna actually claimed that they had a right to the vaccine patent. They needed it because there was going to be a huge COVID outbreak, a huge coronavirus and SARS outbreak in the next few months. They literally told this to the FDA when they were trying to get the patents for their drugs. And then the other thing that's very important is that when we look at the story of the coronavirus itself and where it came from in the Wuhan lab, there is a new part of that story which we've been reporting on that hasn't gotten a lot of attention. And that is the fact that EcoHealth Alliance wasn't just running a gain-of-function program, which they absolutely were, but it was more than that. Part of that program was a vaccine program, and it's all laid out in about a 76-page grant application that was sent to DARPA just 2 years before COVID came along. And essentially it says, not only are we going to study coronavirus, but we are creating a vaccine through who? Ralph Baric over at UNC. We've heard his name a lot of times. And they were creating the vaccine that was supposed to go along with the virus they were creating. And I think that's incredibly important, because it's not just an issue of we have corrupt pharmaceutical companies who have tried to take advantage. That was the reason we had a vaccine, it seems, that came along so quickly.
No, this was a long-term premeditated globalist depopulation operation with thousands of pages, as you pointed out, Fauci saying merge these 5 viruses out of the jungle, add HIV delivery system to it, get the Pentagon's permission to spray it open air in China, I guess so they could try to blackmail the Pentagon. I mean, you can just, all of this is like SWAT teams should be grabbing them, they should never be seen again. I mean, this is just like the worst, this is like 12 monkeys for real, and then they're all into depopulation. Bill Gates and Fauci go to depopulation summits and give each other awards. I mean, this is freaking ridiculously obvious.
Well, and the one thing I would say is, no, I disagree. They shouldn't be grabbed and never seen again. They should be
brought out. No, I mean, I'm joking. Compare, I mean, in their system, I totally agree. They should be put on trial. Everything should come out. We should know what happened.
Yes. see it all. Let's show them for exactly who they are. And every single one of them should be publicly tried. I just saw you had Roger Stone on before me. Listen, what happened with Roger Stone is disgraceful. But it was made into such a show. And yet you have these people who are some of the worst people on the planet, who are in these incredible positions of power. Those people need to have cameras outside their house when the FBI goes in at 5 in the morning and takes them out. And those people need to sit on trial for the entire world to watch and be found guilty.
And I totally agree. I was talking fast as I do. From their worldview and how they behave and how they operate, they're the ones that want to disappear us and FEMA camp us and forcibly inject us. And then their fingerprints just aren't on it. Obviously, the people in the Wuhan lab were scared, so they're like, really, you want gain of function? Yes, I want gain of function. I mean, the damn memos, as you know, say it all. And what's crazy is I get emails and text messages from other talk show hosts that are very prominent who are just now discovering and finding this out, even though it's been out for basically 2 years, and now more and more comes out. Speaking of this, here's a short clip you talked about. Rand Paul, early this morning, confronts Fauci in a hearing, bombshell stuff, War Room's going to be playing the whole exchange. Almost no news coverage of this. The fifth time Senator Paul has grilled Fauci, here it is.
Issued the current policy.
And coincidentally,
I have not changed
the definition
any
appeared
definition.
On the same day the NIH said that, yes, there was a gain of function in Wuhan, the same day the definition appeared, the new definition, to try to define away what's going on in Wuhan. Until you accept it, until you accept responsibility, we're not going to get anywhere close to trying to prevent another lab leak of this dangerous sort of experiment. You won't admit that it's dangerous, and for that lack of judgment, I think it's time that you resign.
Thank you, Senator Paul.
He doesn't look so arrogant now. And here's my last point to Ben Swan. It's the same thing with definition games, changing the definition of gain of function. Look at the UN's new official considerations regarding consent. Oh, we consider it. No, you must have consent under the Nuremberg Code. Page 3, it says, if you send your children to school, you're giving implied consent. We're going to inject them without parental authorization. And now Hawaii, I've got the article right here, told students, parents, you send your kids to school, we're going to have these vaccine clinics. You're not allowed inside to see what we do. And Australia already had that damn model, and I played the clips earlier. This is insane. Insane, Ben Swan.
It is insane, you know, and one of the things that came out in that hearing in Washington, D.C. earlier this week, a guy by the name of Peter Doci, who's an incredible scientist, pharmaceutical doctor, one of the things that he was explaining is how the definition of vaccine has changed. And one of the things he showed with the slides where the definition of vaccine in the Merriam-Webster's dictionary has been the same up until 2020. For decades and decades, it's been the same. And in January of 2021, the definition was expanded. And then it was expanded again in October of 2021. Just a month ago, they expanded again. Why are they doing that? They are redefining what a vaccine is in order to make the thing they're giving everyone fit the description of a vaccine. And so it's, you know, Orwell talks about this a lot, right? That words mean something, and the shifting and constantly changing landscape of language is incredibly important. I have talked to so many people who will say to me when I'm explaining this to them, oh yeah, vaccines don't work that way. They don't stop you from getting sick. What do you know when they don't stop you from getting sick? No, they don't stop you from getting sick or spreading the disease.
That's right. Until 2 years ago, the vaccine worked. You weren't going to get that for decades. And now, magically, they don't work anymore, but you just got to take them. Ben Swan, Sovereign, S-O-V-R-E-N, Media, Sovereign.media. Thank you so much. Great job. God bless you. All right, that was powerful. Paul Joseph Watson's coming up. I got a little bit more in the next segment to say, and then Paul takes over. Separately, we're listener supported. You heard Ben. He's absolutely right. You support what he's doing over there. It's a war. We're all in this together. Infowarstore.com. We've got our big Black Friday comes early 2 week sale, and it's got, I guess, 10 days left in it right now until November 14th. Store wide free shipping, double Patriot points, 60% off on Ultra 12, a huge discount on Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock for 2+ years. It's amazing and upgraded. Brain Force Plus is 50% off, back in stock. Living Defense, 50% off. Alba Power, there's all big discounts on the turmeric. Biggest sale of the year, toothpaste, 50% off. That's right. And the mouthwash, all amazing, organic, highest quality, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. InfoWarStore.com. Funding the tip of the spear. Without you, we're going to lose. With you, we're going to win.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.